These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms makes plans to run for governor. Governor Brian Kemp signs several education bills into law. And public health research is the latest target of the federal government's efforts to reduce the national budget.
We just have to keep plugging away and do what we can do with the resources we have available.
Today is Monday, April 28th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is taking steps to run for governor. Bottoms said today she's filed paperwork to form a campaign committee and looks forward to making an announcement in the coming weeks. Bottoms served as mayor from 2018 to 2022 and then served as an advisor to President Biden. Atlanta State Senator Jason Estevez is already in the race. Metro Atlanta Democratic Congresswoman Lucy McBath also filed paperwork to run, but suspended her campaign to focus on her husband's health. The Republican race for governor so far includes Attorney General Chris Carr, with Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones widely expected to run as well. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is term limited and cannot run again, and has not announced whether he'll run for U.S. Senate. Governor Kemp signed seven education bills during a ceremony this afternoon at the state capitol. Among those was House Bill 268, aimed at increasing school safety. A section of the bill will install panic buttons in classrooms and is named after Ricky Aspinwall, a coach who died in the Appalachian High School shooting in Barrow County last year. Richard Aspinwall, Ricky's father, attended the signing ceremony.
I don't want anybody else to have to go through this. You see it happening all over the country, and it's got to stop. Some way or another, it's got to stop.
Other bills signed include a ban on transgender girls participating in girls' sports, increased literacy initiatives, and investigations into chronic absenteeism. The National Rifle Association held its annual meeting in Atlanta over the weekend. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The 2025 NRA exhibits included 14 acres of guns and accessories at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. The event drew thousands of gun enthusiasts from around the country. Dusty Clement owns Brothers Precision Firearms in Warner Robins. This year marks his fifth NRA gathering, and he says he feels good about the state of the Second Amendment.
Here in the state of Georgia, we already got the constitutional carry, you know, so we don't have to have a carry license. And, you know, I wish every state would go to that, but...
This is the first NRA annual meeting in 10 years that President Donald Trump has not attended. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Public health research has been caught in the crosshairs as the federal government tries to reduce its budget. That means millions of dollars could be canceled or put on hold for many of Georgia's universities. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more from one school feeling the squeeze.
At Georgia State University's third annual Public Health Research Day, students and faculty presented projects on tobacco use, HIV prevention, and mental health. As Dan Whitaker, Associate Dean for Research at the School of Public Health, puts it.
I mean, the topics are as broad as public health itself.
There was even a case made for mapping public toilet access in Atlanta.
Very disappointed on what that looks like for
because sanitation is public health, too. GSU's research budget is much smaller than other universities, but around two-thirds of it is federally funded. Whitaker says recent cuts mean they will have to pivot.
We just have to keep plugging away and do what we can do with the resources we have available.
Some in the classroom are feeling the tension, like graduate student Ariel Dubé.
I do feel a bit threatened, like job market-wise.
She knows people swept up in the reductions in force at health agencies, but Dubé's not discouraged.
For me, it's knowing that our administration isn't forever. I'll still be here, you know, when it's over.
When she could be needed even more, she says. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Atlanta.
The nonprofit foundation affiliated with the world's largest asset management company is investing $1 million in manufacturing and construction workforce development in Georgia. The BlackRock Foundation today announced the gift to the Technical College System of Georgia. The new funding is expected to provide access to skills training to more than 1,000 Georgians.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
As the weather warms up and you spend more time outdoors, keep an eye out for the Asian needle ant, an invasive species of ant that can cause serious problems in your yard. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
From a distance, it might look like any other ant, but the Asian needle ant is unique, and you won't see them marching in a line up a tree. University of Georgia orchid entomologist Dr. Dan Suter says these ants travel alone, and they have a venomous bite that can result in a simple sting or, in some people, more serious problems.
Last year, I fielded 3 questions from homeowners who suffered anaphylactic shock from being stung by this ant.
Not all people who get bit will go into shock, but their bites are painful, and as soon as they fade, the pain can come back. Dr. Suter says you can prevent them by keeping lawns clear of debris, using preventative pest control treatments, and if you find an ant you need to identify, contact your county extension agent. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
The health department in Southeast Georgia's Liberty County is alerting residents and visitors that a bobcat has tested positive for rabies. In a statement today, health department officials said a person was attacked by a bobcat in Midway on Thursday. The animal tested positive for rabies, and the individual is receiving follow-up medical care. The officials remind residents to avoid contact with unfamiliar animals and to keep pets up to date on their rabies vaccination. The Braves kick off a 3-game series against the Colorado Rockies out west tonight. The Braves are coming off a 6-4 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. Alex Verdugo, who came over from the Yankees on a late offseason deal, has been a surprising bright spot for an Atlanta team marked by a disappointing offense. He finished yesterday with 4 hits and 2 RBIs, and so far is batting .333, although with far fewer at-bats than the rest of the regular lineup. That said, he could stand out on a team where only one other player is hitting above .300, designated hitter Marcell Ozuna. Bryce Elder will get the start for the Braves tonight in Colorado. The Atlanta rap duo Outkast will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The announcement last night puts the pair, Andre 3000 and Big Boy, in the same 2025 class of inductees as Cyndi Lauper and Joe Cocker, among others. Outkast has 6 Grammy Awards and a reputation for pushing the boundaries of hip-hop. The induction ceremony is scheduled to take place in Los Angeles this fall. And that's a wrap. Thank you very much for listening to Georgia Today. More coming your way tomorrow, though, so make sure you subscribe. That way we'll pop up automatically in your podcast feed. And don't forget to check out gpb.org/news for the latest updates. Your feedback powers this podcast. Send your tips as well as your suggestions for improvement to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.